The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and to not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my accuser.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Will he find faith on earth? Jesus asked of himself. Well, the answer is yes and no. Jesus did not and does not find some pre-existing faith or trust in God that results from people weighing the facts and deciding to believe the word of their Creator. Jesus does, however, find people faithing themselves, that is, trusting in themselves. He finds people who cannot and will not trust God or other people because all of life is like the court of a really bad judge who had no respect for the people seeking justice in his courtroom. Life is just like Jesus' parable. Where there ought to be justice, there is injustice. And the result, well, that's mistrust and self-preservation for us. In this world, those who deserve to be protected are persecuted, while those who deserve to be punished aren't, and in essence are rewarded for their crime. Even buying a house requires an hour-long signature ceremony because the buyers don't trust the sellers and the sellers don't trust the buyers and the bank doesn't trust either party. Manufacturers provide warranties to set at ease the minds of those buying products, and all because of mistrust. Of course, they give a limited warranty that covers basically nothing, thereby creating mistrust in both the warranty and the product. On and on the examples go, so that a person expects injustice and is pleasantly surprised when justice actually prevails. Exactly backwards is this world in both Jesus' day and our own world. And the result is that all of life is a fight to protect ourselves from others while others are fighting to protect themselves from us. And all too often, the only way to get anything done is to be like the persistent widow and just bug the crap out of whoever needs bugging, right? So, when the Son of Man comes, he finds no faith, only people bound to trust in themselves. Now that is a real problem, because there is no salvation in either heaven above or earth below from people trusting themselves. Our world is literally going to hell because of our misplaced trust. We need a Savior. And Jesus tells us plainly in this passage that God is not like the bad judge. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them, is how Jesus said it. That is who God is for his chosen ones. He is trustworthy. He is trustworthy because he is almighty, meaning nothing can stop him from doing what he chooses to do. He's trustworthy because he does not lie either. Taken together, God can and he will do exactly what he says. And so we come to the heart of the matter. How do the ones who don't choose God, but trust in themselves, become God's chosen ones? Answer, a promise. A promise from God Almighty who does not lie. That's how. Well, I have good news for you. I have been sent by Jesus Christ to choose you with the promise of the gospel. By the authority of Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There's your promise. God has not delayed. He has justified you, meaning you are chosen because only his chosen ones are justified. That promise is the most important promise in heaven above and earth below. The tragedies and the triumphs of this life will all pass away. This life, well, it'll be marked by tears and laughter, joy and pain, feast and famine, justice and injustice, and trying incessantly like the persistent widow to create a just world? Well, that's just a fool's errand. But we have a God who quickly cares for his chosen ones, not by giving us all that we want and need or think that we want and need. God cares for us quickly, not by righting all the wrongs done against us. God cares by promising us that whether we live or die, have much or have little, nothing, absolutely nothing can separate us from his promise to be our Savior. And we don't have to bug him or beg him for this promise. Perhaps you understand now why Jesus tells us to pray always and to not lose heart. True prayer is always simply asking God to be God and to tell you over and over that in spite of all that is this life, your heart can't be lost. It can't be lost because it belongs to the Christ who's chosen you. Amen.